Matt Lawrence. He's with Young Invincibles. Matt, how are you?
Great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's Young Invincibles?
So Young Invincibles is a national nonprofit organization advocating for young Americans all over the country between the ages of 18 to 34 on the issues of healthcare, college affordability, and student loan debt, making sure that interest loan rates are kept low for students entering college and who are currently taking loans out for college, and also making sure that these that our generation has jobs after they've graduated from college.
Young Invincibles national bus tour is going to hit East Lansing, Detroit, and Ann Arbor to meet with more young adults and to discuss the topics you just mentioned: jobs, healthcare, college affordability. You sound in talking about this, but that there's great concern about jobs, and we hear so much that the X generation, that the baby boomers, are concerned about jobs, but young kids coming out of college are just as afraid.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that we're seeing, we kicked off our tour in Madison, Wisconsin last Wednesday. And so we've been on the road for just about a week now. And the thing that we're seeing from all of these young people all across the tour are that, you know, our generation is ready for change. We want our voices to be heard. We want to make sure that we have the jobs after college that will not only support our families, but also to pay for the college debts that we've accrued all throughout our 4 or 5 years in learning new skills and trades.
All right. There will be a roundtable discussion on jobs, healthcare, college affordability with Michigan State University students this afternoon at 12 noon at the MSU Union Building, the MSU Multicultural Center. As you travel, and I know you're just into this, but the people that you talk to, what's their take on President Obama and the Republican campaign? Who do you think that they're more likely to support?
Well, one of the things that our organization advocates for is making sure that the issues that we are seeing throughout the states, throughout this tour, are heard on both sides of the aisle. You know, they're political leanings go either way, and we're just making sure that our voice is heard in the debate. We are inserting ourselves on a daily basis on the national, local, and state level into these conversations that we're having. And we want to make sure that our council members, we want to make sure our members of Congress, and we want to make sure that the presidential candidates are talking about the future for America.
Do you think that both sides of the aisle hear what you're trying to converse with them about and what your concerns are?
You know, we certainly think that there are folks that aren't doing enough of it, and that is why throughout this campaign we're pushing folks to our website, youngamerica.is, to share their ideas, share their stories, share their solutions, and share basically what is Young America, what America is to Jonathan that we met in Indianapolis this week, or Michael that we met in Madison, or Sharon in Milwaukee. They are all crying for help. They're all crying for change, and we want the solutions to the problems that we have. All across the country.
Matt Lawrence is with Young Invincibles. The national bus tour is in East Lansing today, the campaign for Young America. You know, when the media starts talking about Young America, especially those who are about to finish college, you talk about apathy. You talk about what we hear about is how Young America doesn't get involved enough, doesn't vote, doesn't respond to calls to volunteer. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a generation that has great potential. You know, we're innovative, we're tech savvy, and we certainly value hard work. And one of the things that we are doing on a daily basis. We have young people of all ages, 18 to 34, who are going out, getting involved in their communities. They're serving our country bravely overseas and here at home. And you know, half of us really want to start our own businesses one day. You know, we're getting into the trenches, wanting to create new opportunities for us here in Michigan and Lansing, and all across the country.
All right. So today at 12 noon, there'll be a roundtable discussion on jobs, healthcare, college affordability, and with MSU students. That's at the MSU Union today at 12 noon. And then the young adults will meet with Senator Warren in room 415 at 125 West Allegan. That's at 4 p.m. Before you head down to Detroit. Sounds like a fascinating, fascinating time. If you can remember, Matt, let's touch base when the tour is over so you can discuss with us what you learned while you were traveling across the country.
I would absolutely love to do that. And again, you know, if your listeners would just wouldn't mind going to YoungAmerica.is, share their stories and solutions, we would absolutely love to come back at the end of the tour, which wraps up early May, and chat about what we saw and what we're going to be pushing forward to November.
Thanks, Matt. Enjoy your visit at MSU and in Michigan. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you.